Okay, we're continuing in the Drush HaSaran. We're in the Drush HaAsiri, in the Masad Rav Kook's run, Shin Pei Beis. So the last time we were really in the middle, the Ran was said there were three questions he wanted to ask. The first question, this is what we did last time, just in brief, was that the Pasuk says, Ma Hashem lakech hasholmi mechkiim liyira. So Moshe says, what does Hashem want from you? Only to fear him. So, and to do all his mitzvahs and to go all his ways. So the Ran asked, again in brief, that's not a small thing. Obviously, it's a huge thing to ask us to do, to be perfect human beings. It's like, what does Hashem ask you to do? Just be Avraham Avinu and Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a super hard thing to do. And even though the Gemara had said, asked this question, says, what is that? Is Yiras Hashem a small thing? When the Gemara responded, yes, for Moshe it's a small thing, so that doesn't seem to answer the question, because we're not Moshe. Just because it's easy for Moshe to be Moshe, it's not easy for us. So what did the Pasuk mean when it says, what does God ask from you just to fear him and be perfect? Do all the mitzvos and everything. What does that mean? It's not a small thing for us. Okay, now we're up to the second question. The second question is, Ba'omro, when the Pasuk says, V'yidatim ayom, you should know, ki lo es b'necham asher lo yodu v'asher lo ro'u, Hashem's not talking to your sons who didn't see all the miracles. Hashem, again, all Hashem's miracles and sign. So, I guess this is Vigomer, is skipping words here. Hashem did in front of your eyes what he did. You saw what happened to the Mitzrim. Right? I'm not speaking to your children who didn't see all how I wiped out the Mitzrim and what I did to Dasan and Avirim. You saw it with your own two eyes. Okay, so the Ran asks, these psukim are talking about the bad things, the punishments that Hashem did to those who did not listen to him, to the Mitzrim, to Dasan and Aviram. So, So you just got through telling me that Hashem, all Hashem asks you is to love him with all your heart, and then to continue on like this, saying, you look what happened to all these people, I killed them all. That doesn't seem to be the right way to get the person on the path to loving God and doing all his mitzvahs with all his heart and soul. This thing is, it would work if you want a person to do mitzvahs not out of love, but out of fear of being killed. If you want someone to serve Hashem out of fear of onesh, of punishment, so then these psukim make sense. Don't forget, look what I did to the Mitzrim, look what I did to Dasan Avirim, they all got killed. Watch out. But that wasn't what the Pasuk said. The Pasuk said it was trying to get them to, the Pasuk said, love God with all your heart. So maybe you'll say, well, the beginning of that Pasuk said, all Hashem asks you to do is to fear him. So maybe this is the fear it was referring to. It meant, I just want you to fear me, and here's, look at all these people who got killed because they didn't do mitzvos, so you be afraid. Zeno, that's not correct, says the Ran. So, since in the same pasuk, in the same breath, Hashem said to fear God, to go in His ways and to love Him, nearer it appears, ki be'omro liyiras Hashem, when the pasuk said to fear God, kivein el hayira hayosem ula, wasn't talking about fear of punishment, it was talking about the higher level fear, what we call awe. V'hi liyos ha'adam yareis Hashem yizbarach mitzad ramamusa v'gedulaso. That is to fear God, to be in awe of God because He is so great. Not because anything's going to happen to you, not because you're afraid He's going to punish you, but just because God is so great. Because someone who fears God only because of punishment, so that's called someone who is osik b'tor mitzvah shelo lishma. V'zem avur b'perek hayinotel. This is explained in Parakai Notel that someone who serves God out of fear of being punished is called doing mitzvah shalol lishma. Shamar sham, because the Gemara says there, it's in Sota, and the Ran quoted this in many drashos. It says, Shiva Prushime, there are seven kinds of people who are Prushim. Prushim means separated themselves from this world, tzadikim usually, but in the context of this Gemara means fake tzadikim, not true tzadikim. So Parash Shichmi, Parash Nakvi, Parash Kruzoi. So that is people who, like Shichmi is like people from Shechem who got a bris milah for not the right reasons. Nakvi are people who walk in a very pristine way. They don't take their legs off the ground. And Kruzoi are people who show they're such big tzaddikim that they don't want to look at ladies, that they close their eyes and they bump into walls and they have blood on their head. So they walk around with the blunder and they have to show what a tzaddik they are, that they keep their eyes closed and bump into walls. And Parash Medochia, Parash Ma'achavasi Ve'asena. So someone who lowers his head a lot when he walks to show how humble he is, or someone who says, oh, what is there to do? I want to do Mar Mitzvah, showing like as if he's done it all. Anyway, these are all fake outs. They're all charlatans trying to show what great tzaddikim they are. Or even if they're not complete charlatans, they're trying to show what great tzaddikim they are when they're not such great tzaddikim. And then there's Parash Me'ava, Parash Me'ira. Someone who serves Hashem Me'ava and Me'ira. What does that mean? So Kolomer Me'ava Saschar Me'ira Sonish. That refers to someone who does mitzvahs because they want to get schar, they want to get reward, or it doesn't do averis because they're afraid of being punished. V'amilei Rabbanan Latana. Lotisni Parash Me'ava Parash Me'ira. So someone responded back to that. The Rabbanan said to the Tana, sorry, that you don't write the words Parash Me'ava Parash Me'ira. Take those two out. The Rabbanan said to this Tana, Parash Me'ava Parash Me'ira is not a bad thing, right? All those seven Prushim are bad. They're fake. They're not real tzaddikim. So the Rabbanan said, take out Parash Me'ava Parash Me'ira. People do mitzvos for reward or don't do averis because they're afraid of being punished. So that's not great, but it's not bad because a person should do mitzvahs in order to get reward or not get punished at the beginning, because that will lead a person to do mitzvahs for the proper reasons. He named it Vorbekan, so it's very clear from this Gemara, Sha'osik B'tarim Mitzvahs Lavas Aschal Yeras Ha'onesh Levad, if the only reason you're doing mitzvahs is to get reward or not get punished, Nikra Osik Ben Shalal Shema, so that's called being Osik B'tarim Osik B'mitzvah Shalal Shema. It's called serving God for not the right reasons. So that's not ideal. So, Rashi already asked this question in Sota also. And he said, what's the difference between, the Gemara says, what's the difference between someone who serves God with love as opposed to someone who serves God out of fear? So Gemara there says that someone who serves God out of yira, which we're translating now as fear, is for 1,000 generations. Someone serves Hashem out of Ava is for 2,000 generations. Viksha Rashi's on Rashi there. Rashi asked over there, Heach osim yira tali le'elef dor. How could you say that someone who serves Hashem out of fear, so it helps him for 1,000 generations? Very amr lemaila shuosik b'tar mitzvah tali shema. You said that someone who does mitzvah that they shouldn't out of fear is called doing mitzvah shalol lishma. B'tirat and Rashi answers that he dila'el humi avas eschaim yiras ha'onesh. When is it considered not lishma, not doing mitzvahs for the right reason, which is highly not ideal? That's when you're doing mitzvahs out of love of reward or to not get punished. V'adahacham yiras ha'makam, but the kind of yira that will help you for 1,000 generations, that's when you do it out of awe of God. Kolomer mitzad she'imaso mutelas alav, because God's awe is on you. Okay, so in other words, so this part, the Rana is saying this pasuk that says, fear God, liyiras Hashem Elokecha, what does Hashem ask you? To fear Him, to go in His ways. So since it's in the same breath as to go in God's ways and to love Him, it certainly seems like it's the type of yira that means awe, not out of fear of punishment. Okay, shnei midos elu ramas iyos b'pasuk, these two types of fear, again, we call one fear, one awe, but these types of fear are both hinted to an Iyov. Says this pasuk that Iyov says, wants to say how good he was doing, that he didn't do bad things, and he does the right things. And Iyov said, that the fear of God is on me, and from God's awesomeness I can't do it. So what does that mean? So the Ran says it means these two types of fears. Amar Rishoni first says, Ki ochis bazeh, the reason he was doing these great all the mitzvos and not doing averis is lehi yoso mi mefachin mi ud Hashem yisbarach u'shluchav im yasa hefech, because he was afraid of God's punishment if he wouldn't do mitzvos. V'hiktim zen, he said that first. The reason that's why Iyov first said, first of all, I'm afraid of Hashem because I'm afraid of getting punished. He said that first, because that's the one that's more natural. To a person, you don't need to think about that much. You don't want to get clamored over the head. So he said, first of all, I fear God out of, because I don't want to get punished. V'acher amar mi say so, v'acher amar, and afterwards he says to me, say so lo uchal. And then he says, Eov says that because of God's greatness, I can't do it. Even if I didn't think about being punished, forget the punishment. Because I put it in my heart, how great God is. Therefore, I can't go against what God says. Nothing to do with punishment, just because I'm in front of God and how great He is. That's the real Yira. So that's what the Pasuk in our parsha is talking about when it says to fear God. It refers to this type of fear, the fear of, in other words, being in awe of God. So that's what the Pasuk means. So that leaves us back with the question, but the Ran's going to digress a little bit. But basically, that's going to be question number two. If the fear that God wants us to have is awe, so then why list in this Pasuk, in the Pasukim that come afterwards, be in awe of God, and then look what happened to the Mitzvah, they all got killed, they all got destroyed, so why are you telling me that? That's not the kind of fear that you want the fear of awe. But now the Ran digresses about this concept of being in awe of Hashem, and that being the best way to do mitzvah, so he's going to talk about that. Since this great concept of yira is kasha hatzir b'tchilas ayun, at the beginning it's hard to picture exactly what does this mean, being in awe of God. Afarshenu kikochi. So the Ran says, I'm going to explain it as best I can. Vehu, and that is, ki inyan hayira b'chol davar, the concept of fear in general, is hisug hanefesh achor, person steps back, viskabetz kochosel atzman, a person like, goes inside, steps back, comes into themselves, as opposed to when you're not afraid, you expand, I guess like a hug. The opposite, when you're afraid, you step back. Kishetishayr vitzatayr ezadavar machrida, anytime you see something that scares you, so you take a step back, you come into yourself, your arms come in. So that's a sign of fear. That's the general fear, that's the way a person reacts to fear. When a person thinks how awesome God is, that Hashem looks at a person's, what a person's doing in secret, and knows everything about them. And Hashem knows what, besides what you're doing in private, he understands, he knows how low a person is and how weak their mind is compared to God. That kind of picture, if you can picture that concept, so then that's scary, to be in front of someone who sees everything at all times, knows everything you're thinking, and knows the weakness of your mind relative to God, which is infinite. Same like if a person stood in front of a great wise person. If a person would stand in front of the Vilna Gaon. So you would know about the greatness of the Vilna Gaon and how much they knew, and you'd just be in awe of standing in front of someone like that. Even though nothing's going to happen to you standing in front of someone like that, still a person's afraid or in awe because you know how great the person you're standing in front of is, and how low you are compared to this person. Imagine if you want to take it to the next level. Imagine you could meet Moshe Rabbeinu. How you would feel standing in his presence, knowing how great Moshe was. Person would understand that it's not really their place to be standing in front of this person talking to them. So that's called being in awe. That's the kind of awe we're talking about. That's the general idea of being in awe of Hashem. That's the good kind of fear. The idea of Yiras Hashem that keeps you from doing Averos relative to this, in other words, this type of the type of awe that will keep you from doing Averos is the same general idea. Person doesn't do something that goes against their nature. your sense of touch keeps you from putting your hand near a fire, because it's the opposite of your nature, of the nature of your hand, to be touching the fire. So, the same thing, just like a hand, as long as you still have your nerves working in your hand, when you get near the fire, you know not to do that. So too, the seichel knows not to go against what God wants, because naturally you would want to go after someone as someone omniscient, omnipresent, all that stuff. And to go against God would be just against the nature of the seichel. This has nothing to do with thinking about what's going to happen to me if I don't listen. Just the nature is, when in front of such awesomeness, is to follow what it said, to follow Hashem, what Hashem says, because of God's awesomeness, without any type of pain. Just naturally, you'd want to follow that. So now the Ran says that the higher level your nefesh is, the higher level of spirituality you're at, the more you'll get this. In other words, the more healthy your soul is, the more this will come naturally to you. Therefore, you should be very happy if you recognize yourself feeling this, like you want to do mitzvot and not go against Hashem, nothing to do with mitzvot and averus, just because out of awe of Hashem, you want to follow what He says. You should be very happy if that resonates with you and you find that in yourself. The more you find that in yourself, the more you know you have a healthy spirit. And of course, the opposite. The less you can relate to it, the more physical you must be, and that's not a happy thing. And this is what the pasuk means. V'gilu berada, the famous thing we know, quoted in all the Musar Sfarim. V'gilu berada, you should be happy in fear. So it's usually translated. We usually know it to be that when you're happy, to temper it with knowing you're in front of Hashem. But listen to this. The Ran says, Pirusha v'gilu berada shetimtzachem milafanav. The Ran understands that to mean what it literally sounds. That be happy in your fear. Yirish is Yezain and Kasha. That seems to be strange. Why would you be happy that you're afraid? Happiness and fear are opposites. The Ran says, based on what I just said, it makes perfect sense. If you're afraid of what you should be afraid of, that means that you're healthy, you're spiritually healthy. And if this doesn't resonate with you, if you're not in awe of Hashem, that shows something wrong with you and your soul. Just like we say in the physical world, if you're normal, so then you don't want to put your hand on fire. And if you're not afraid to put your hand on a fire, that's one of two reasons. Either you're spaced out, your brain's messed up, or because the nerves in your hand aren't working. And when you are afraid of doing something dumb like that, like sticking your hand in a fire, it means that you're healthy. Your brain is healthy. It means your brain is healthy and your sense of touch is healthy. If you don't have that, it means you're sick. Something's wrong with you. Your brain's wrong. Your sense of touch is wrong. But it's bad news. So being in awe of Hashem and being so in awe that you do not want to ever go against what God wants, that shows the health of your soul, or the health of your mind, both health of your soul and your mind. This is the year that we're talking about in this parsha. So that's why it's connected to the pasuk of the following God's ways. It refers to this type of yira, which is the awe of God. And the way a person comes to this type of awe of God is to think about the amazing awesomeness of God and what He's done. Therefore, it should say, you saw Mayim and Harsina, you saw all the shofar, saw the lightning and the shofar, and the smoky mountain, and the smoke coming out of Abimurish, Va'anana, Shehalach, V'nei, Marboim, Shana. So Kila Advar Mishira Adam El Avas Hashem Yisbarach Yiroso Hamistis. So that those type of things lead a person to love of God and to be in awe of Him. Lo Shias Kirim Es Asher Hev Itzono V'Mashenif From Yover Itzono. So if it would have listed those things, that would have led a person to be in awe of Hashem. You don't tell a person, if you want to show them, be in awe of God, you don't say, well, I killed all these people. You should say, look how great God was. You saw Maimon Har Sinai, you saw that whole scene. That would make more sense. It would cause you to love God and be in awe of God. Not saying that everybody died. That leads a person to fear of punishment. All the stories the Pasuk talks about only lead a person to fear of sin, to fear of punishment, rather. That's the second question. And we'll have to leave it here and continue next time.